Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm going to read a quote to you guys. I'm going to read it to everyone at home.
Oh, I know what it is.
You know what? I think we're going to finish higher than Liverpool this season. Yeah. I'm putting it out there. I watched the game, Wolves versus Liverpool, because it was before our game and Wolves could have run away with it. They had quite a few opportunities. We've got them this weekend and it's a six-pointer. We've got them. Not my words. Chloe Bloxham, Dan Club, audience watching and listening at home. The words of Mikel Antonio ahead of Liverpool's 3-1 win over West Ham United.
Exquisite.
Brilliant, Chloe.
He also said he backed himself against our defence and then got pocketed by Joel Matip for entire game.
Well, more importantly, I mean, like, Virgil van Dijk totally and utterly dominated him from the whole football match. I think you spoke a lot about Matip's performance. I thought Matip was all right. If I'm honest, I thought Matip was very much at the full extent of what he still has as a footballer to keep Mikel Antonio quiet. Virgil van Dijk made it a point of beating him. He actively made a point of stepping up and winning headers just for a laugh and making it look painfully easy against him. I described him in my post-match as the answer to the question of what happens if you strap a jet engine to a bin lorry. And you know, he's a big, strong, messy handful. And you know, he made a huge rod for his back there and he did not back it up in any way, shape or form.
No, they never learn, did they? Like, you know, they just never ever learn, these people. I mean, Clinton Morrison, you fully remember that years ago he had a go at Michael Owen and something, a miss he did, and then went on to miss a big chance himself at Anfield. So yeah, they don't learn, these strikers, as simple as that. But yeah, I mean, why even bother? Why is he even speaking on a podcast in the build-up to a game about us? I don't understand the world we're living in, to be honest with you. But yeah, madness. I think Chloe and yourself are right. I don't think he had a sniff, really. We kept him at bay pretty much throughout. And I'm quite impressively so, really, because I actually think he's a nuisance, yeah, really, isn't he? Yeah. He can be very hard work, Mikel Antonio, because he runs forever. He's big, he's strong, he's quick. And yeah, he can make life difficult for you, but he didn't on this occasion because we just didn't let him at all. Joel Matip, I thought Joel Matip was really good.
I thought Joel Matip was incredible.
I think he's really good.
Genuine. I understand what you mean with Verge. I think at first he might have tried Verge and when he realised he wasn't getting any luck at all, yeah, he was like, no, yeah, actually I'm going to go on Joel Matip's side.
Yeah.
Joel Matip just bullied him and bullied him and bullied him and bullied him over and over and over again. And I think, I didn't include it in my vlog, but there was a specific part where he hit the deck once again, and to sum up his performance, I think I turned around and said, why the F are you on the floor again, lad? He spent more time on the floor than he did with the ball at his feet. He was literally, every time he just got bullied and just fell to the floor and was asking for things. And it's, why would you do it? I understand you saying you back yourself and stuff, but think it in your head. Don't come out and put a target on your back, because every time you miss, every time you F up, every time you take a bad touch, that entire crowd is going to be on your back. And it happened from moment one when he messed up. That header, which should just be nestling into the bottom corner, a very easy chance. It's a free header and he puts it so far wide that if you had another goal next to Alisson's goal, it still probably would have hit the post. That happened so early on in the game and he just let the crowd then get on his back for it. Yeah, I don't know why you'd ever do that. I'm fine with you backing yourself. I'm fine with you thinking you have a chance. I actually like that, but think it all in your head. And then once it's happened, then maybe you can turn around and said, well, I really thought,
yeah.
Like, that's fine. Don't say it beforehand. Put more pressure pressure on yourself and more pressure on your team.
I'd not seen the quotes ahead of the game. So, but again, it was the people around me in the ground, like, and the reaction to him, just laughing at him. And every time, like, when Matip or Van Dijk came out ahead of him, it was like, it gave the crowd a lift. And I was a bit like, it's Michel Antonio, what are we doing? You know, but
special
like,
treatment.
Well, we know he's a handful, and we know we've seen him cause Man City problems. So he's a good target man centre forward, right? He does score goals, does cause problems. He is key to how they play. But yeah, you're right. It's just why have you done that, you idiot? It's just it was changing room wall kind of stuff, wasn't it? Like, you pin it to the mirror, you know, and give the team a little bit of extra fire. Just mad. I mean, I'm just gonna read you some of his stats. He played 74 minutes. He has expected goals 0.12. Now, bear in mind, he misses an absolute sitter of a header, complete sitter of a header.
And doesn't just miss it, he misses it big style as well.
Yeah.
So
dribble attempts for two successful.
Okay.
Just 24 touches of the ball in the whole game. Only 5 of 8 accurate passes.
He only made eight passes.
Cross, zero accurate. Ground duels, he won 4 of his 10 ground duels. He won 0 of his 6 aerial duels.
Yeah.
0 of 6.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. The one. Yeah. I hope they talk about that this week on his pod. Callum Wilson, if you are ever listening to this, Callum Wilson, bring up those stats on that podcast, because that needs discussing, especially after the back of their 8-0 win. Bring that up, please. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, 100%. I love it. I love stuff like that. I live for it. Because genuinely, I think this happens a lot. I think there's a lot of people, and football is just mad because how many footballers end up as pundits, and this is the pathway they follow. They look at a league table, but don't look at the context behind it. And I think this is now the second season, the second season after Liverpool have had a bad season, where people have gone, Liverpool had a bad season, that means Liverpool must be shit.
Yeah.
And bear in mind that one of them seasons, Liverpool finished third. People thought, oh, Liverpool was shit, you know, because it was real Ferdinand coming out about saying, like, Man United finished second. Oh, well, they're better than Liverpool. Look how many points they finished ahead of Liverpool. It's like, yeah, mate, but Liverpool literally had no centre halves all season and managed to finish a place behind it in the league.
It's too sensible, though, isn't it?
No, I know. but the point is that I don't think some people do it to be antagonistic, but a lot of people looked at Liverpool finishing fifth and went, Liverpool are finished. And sadly, a lot of people in our own fan base seem to feel that as well. And I get it, there's fears that they might be that, but to unequivocally be like, and publicly be like, nah, Liverpool are done. What are you doing saying that Liverpool are done? It's madness, absolute madness. And Michel Antonio basically summed up a ton of people online and how they're looking at Liverpool. Long may it continue, because let the people think that Liverpool are done, because I think it actually helps. Because I think Moyes... I think we're going to see clubs continue to think they can get change out of Liverpool by throwing the kitchen sink at us. And I think we're going to find increasingly that... Exactly. Liverpool just start absolutely smashing teams left, right and centre. So thank you so much, Michel Antonio, you idiot.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.